It is but proper for us to celebrate the Lord's Supper and remember the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, and take this time to think of anything in your life that the Lord revealed that you need to submit to Him. If you haven't submitted yet to Him, take this time and ask the Lord, Lord, help me trust You, believe You that my old life has been nailed on the cross with You. It is also but proper for us to remember that our old self had been crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and resurrected with Christ so that we have new life in Christ. May I ask our leaders to come and join me and help me distribute the elements. As our leaders would come and distribute the elements, take this time to thank Him. Thank Him of the things He has done in your life. Let's stand up. Open the purple cover and take the bread out. And raise it with your right hand. And let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. Together, verse 23 and 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Shall we together? Make an opening for the cup, little. And let's read verse 25 and 26. In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until it comes." Shall we drink together? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the celebration of this Lord's Supper. We thank You for remembering that the bread we eat represents the body of Christ nailed on the cross. And You took away our sins, sins in the past, present, and future, and nailed them together with Christ on the cross. In the cup we drink, We are reminded of the blood of Jesus shed on the cross that washed away our sins, so that we come before you perfectly clean. Lord, increase our faith to believe that you have already cleansed us from any unrighteousness, and that our old life had been nailed, crucified, buried with Jesus Christ. And his resurrection, we remember that you resurrected us. You make us new creation in Jesus Christ. Let it be, O God, that our life exemplify a life of a new creation in Christ. As we go to our respective activities, daily activities in our private lives, let it be, O Lord, that our lifestyle would testify of your grace, of your love for us, and your promise of eternal life. May God's love and grace overflow in each one's life. And may the peace of God that surpasses understanding prevail in each one's heart and mind. May the fellowship and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit be with us all. And all God's children will say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless everyone.